Welcome to another edition of The Space Around Us, our look at the universe and beyond. And with us today is Professor Malcolm Coe from the University of Southampton. Professor Coe, thank you for joining us once again.
My pleasure, as always.
And today we're going to talk about gravity.
Fantastic stuff.
What exactly, as far as you're aware, is gravity?
Well, gravity's... we've all got gravity, in fact. Some people think that only stars and planets have gravity, but actually everything has gravity.
I mean, I have gravity.
You have gravity, your biro has gravity, your microphone has gravity, our cars have gravity, everything has gravity. So anything that is any kind of stuff, you know, from your flowers in your garden to your the rain falling out the sky, any kind of particle has gravity. But on a big scale, when you start talking about astronomical things, gravity is the dominant force. Gravity rules the universe. Gravity controls the way the Earth goes round the sun. Gravity controls the way satellites go round the Earth. So it's hugely important on that scale.
So the sun is the biggest source of gravity near us?
It's the biggest one in our region of space, certainly. I mean, basically, gravity just scales with how big things are. And the more massive and they are, the more gravity they have. So cars have more gravity than your biro has, but... It's an intrinsic part of every bit of material.
But where does it come from?
There's a good question. We can measure gravity, and we've measured gravity for a long time. Isaac Newton's famous for defining gravity and working out how all the planets worked. But actually, he didn't tell us how gravity works, and we still don't really know how gravity works. But we have some hopes. There is an experiment coming together now in Geneva, CERN, which is going for the first time to try and detect the effect of gravity. It's after something we could call the God particle, or the Higgs boson, to give it its technical name. But we think this is crucial to the way gravity works.
Well, now you say God particle, and that sounds very grand. And why on earth do people call it the God, or have nicknamed it the God particle?
Well, that's a good question. I think the reason it's called or nicknamed the God particle is because we think it's the particle that's going to explain how the whole structure of the universe works, why the universe is put together the way it is, why the Earth goes round the sun, why the sun goes round our galaxy. So in a sense, it's the particle that explains the whole structure of the universe and how it all operates. And I think that's probably why people refer to it in this way as the God particle.
So in layman's term, it's a bit like the missing link.
Well, it's certainly the vital link in our understanding of how the universe works. Without that, we're left just measuring it and not really understanding why it does it. So that's why it's so important for scientists to figure this out.
Well, we found out that we've got gravity. My biro's got gravity. The sun's got gravity. We're looking for this particle. There's experiments. And, let's have a piece of music and come back and chat some more. Welcome back to The Space Around Us, our look at the universe and beyond. With me is Professor Malcolm Coe. He's from the University of Southampton, an astronomer, and we're talking about gravity. And you might not realise it, but you have gravity, I have gravity, and so does he. And but what I would like to know is, as an astronomer, why are you interested in gravity?
Well, gravity controls the whole way the universe works. It controls the way the Earth goes around the sun. It controls the way the moon goes around the Earth. And so we've known for a long time that this magic stuff called gravity is hugely important in the way the universe functions. But there are some situations in astronomy, like when stars explode, for example, producing supernovae, where we think gravity will get very disturbed and there'll be a pulse of a perturbed gravity, like a sort of a wave spreading out through the universe from this exploding star that we as astronomers would like to measure.
I've got a funny feeling you've got an experiment lined up somewhere, or know of one that's just about to happen.
Well, it's not going to happen immediately because it's a hugely technologically challenging experiment. There's an experiment called LISA, L-I-S-A, LISA, which European Space Agency and NASA are working together on to try and build a gravity telescope to put into space. Now, as I said, this is really hard, and it's really hard because even if a star explodes, the effect it has on gravity is not huge, especially, you know, if it's 1,000 light years away. By the time it gets to us, it's a tiny little ripple through space. But it's crucially important in our understanding of how all these things happen.
What is this telescope going to look like?
Like no telescope you've ever seen or I've ever seen. It's going to consist of three spacecraft in a sort of triangle formation, separated by 5 million kilometers from each other. And each of these spacecraft will be flashing laser beams back and forth between each of the spacecraft components. And what we're looking for is, as a gravity wave goes past these spacecraft, we'll see a small change in the position of these spacecraft, a tiny, tiny fluctuation, but hopefully measurable.
And this is like floating above the Earth?
It's actually floating, not even above the Earth. We want to get it away from the Earth as far away as possible. So it's actually going to follow the Earth in orbit around the Sun. So there's be this triangle of spacecraft. So if you imagine, you know, a bit behind the Earth, trailing through space, and we will be communicating with them, of course, by radio from the ground.
When you get this information, though, what are you going to do with it?
Well, what it'll tell us, first of all, it'll, by using three, we can figure out where the wave came from. So we can work out which star or which galaxy or whatever it was that exploded or changed. And that's hugely important because we've never been able to do that before. So we'll tie it together then with stuff we can do with regular telescopes and try and get the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle and figure out how what actually happened when this star exploded.
Well, once again, that's it's fascinating information. I've got a whole stack of questions I could probably ask you from now on, but we have actually run out of time, which is very frustrating. So maybe we shall save this up for another moment, because obviously gravity seems like something we could talk about for quite some time.
Yes, it's going to be a little while till this LISA experiment gets working, but when it's up there, we can talk about it again for sure.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us, Professor Coe.
My pleasure.